Today we will look at the 58th attribute as such, which is Al-Muhsi. Let's first look at an ayah of Qur'an that mentions this quality. In Surah Al-Mujadila, which is the pleading one, Surah number 58, ayah 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا أَحْسَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ وَاللَّهُ وَلَا كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَحِيدٌ. On the day when Allah will raise them up all together, then inform them of what they did. Allah has recorded it. أَحْسَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ, while they have forgotten it. And Allah is a witness of all things. The root word of Al-Muhsi is Ihsa. It's with a Saad actually, not a Seen. So when you say Al-Muhsi, it's with a Saad. And Ihsa means counting or computing. Linguistically, it also means to tolerate or to be able to handle. It's used to describe a tract of land where there's a large quantity of pebbles or stones. Allah is Al-Muhsi, who counts what we do and readies it for the day when we meet him. He computes it all. That's the day of judgment, the day of Hisab. Al-Muhsi knows all precise and minute matters, the secret of what is decreed. In other words, he sees and knows everything in its reality. In addition to knowing all existence as an inseparable whole and knowing every creation individually, he knows each thing analytically as well, separated in its kind, its class, its parts, even its atoms. He computes its exact number. He knows the number of all existences in the created universe. As with Al-Alim, the knowledgeable, the one who knows all, and Al-Khabir, the one who is aware, and Al-Shahid, the one who witnesses, the recollection of Al-Muhsi, in essence, is the one who analyzes, counts, and records in quantities. And thus, it is something that must instill in us the fact that even if a good deed or a sin is as small as a mustard seed, it is counted, it is never lost, it is within the records. How do I apply this to myself? Well, one who is aware of this attribute should analyze each thing they intend to do, knowing whether it's right or wrong, looking at the consequences, seeing if those consequences are those which occur because we're contradicting the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thinking, in other words, and asking oneself every day, have I done anything for Allah's sake today? To also be able to reproach oneself, make oneself aware of our wrongdoing. In other words, being able to look at ourselves with clarity. And remember, if the reproaching, if making oneself aware of our wrongdoing hurts us, to remember that when a carpet is beaten to get rid of the dust, it's not called reproach. If a parent disciplines his child, it's called a proof of love. So when we compute, when we're aware of what we're doing, of their consequences, we're actually loving ourselves and we're applying Al-Muhsi to ourselves. If we perceive faults in our brothers or sisters in Iman, then the fault which we perceive is within ourselves. We've got to look into it. How did I recognize it? Have you ever seen a child turn round and say, this person is devious? A child of 2 or 3 doesn't know how to even say it because they don't recognize deviousness within themselves. When we recognize something, we must understand, we must compute within ourselves that it exists within us, and that is why we're being able to see it. The one who adopts Al-Muhsi in his life is like a mirror in which they see their own image. Because the Prophet ﷺ said the believer is the mirror of his fellow believer. We need to get rid of the fault in ourselves for what distresses us in another. An anecdote that might help is when an elephant was led to a well to drink. Perceiving itself in the water, it shied away. It supposed that it was shying away from another elephant and didn't realize that it was from itself that it shied away. All qualities of oppression, hatred, envy, greed, pride, when they're within themselves, do not hurt people. But when they perceive them in another, then they shy away and they're pained. We feel no disgust at our own scabs and abscesses. But if we see somebody else with half a scratch or a tiny abscess, we shy away from their hand. Wrongdoings are like scabs and abscesses. Just as they shy away from their brother, so they should excuse him if he shies away from them and is pained. The pain they feel is his excuse, because their pain comes from perceiving those faults, and he perceives the same faults in himself. Think about this. It's a lot to think about. But it's important that when we adopt al-muhsi, then we've got to view things with clarity. Because clarity is the perception of wisdom. It is seeing things with wisdom. It's being able to perceive and understand ourselves. It's being able to see beyond the activities of the personality, to be able to see the force of the immortal nafs. It's being able to understand what it is that is striving to come into being, the health and integration of the personality and the evolution of the nafs. The ability to recognize non-physical dynamics as they appear, to understand the laws of God, being able to see the role of responsible choice and choosing accordingly in each moment, because each moment is crystallized in time. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is lost with al-muhsi. If you're having difficulty in understanding or remembering things, then recite al-muhsi 148 times. Inshallah, it will help. It also gives the human being courage to look within oneself for self-appraisal. It's very hard sometimes to criticize oneself. If you find you're finding it hard to do that, then recite this name, because it'll give you the courage for self-criticism.